97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table today Meg McGurk from the Downtown Partnership, and welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too, because I've wanted to get you on the show for a long time. I just didn't realize I did.
I
heard you speak. You were on a panel that I attended not so long ago at Playmakers Theater, which was an arts panel on
Arts Summit. I was there talking about how arts are an economic driver for our downtown.
Well, I like that. And I went to art school. I was a painter, and I've always believed that music and art and food and all that great
culture.
Stuff. Culture drives the economy, and it drives people.
You better believe it.
It's what makes us happy.
That's right. Absolutely. In downtown, we benefit greatly from the amazing arts and cultural programming that happens.
Well, so let's back up a little bit. Where'd you grow up and how did you get here?
For the most part, I grew up in Fairfax, Virginia, which is right outside Washington, D.C.
Right.
My formative years were there. My father is a retired Army colonel, so I lived on a variety of military bases my younger years. But Fairfax is where I went to junior high and high school and college at Virginia Tech undergrad, and then I hit the road and lived in a variety of different places.
What was your major?
My undergrad was in what they used to call liberal arts and sciences.
Yep.
They have a much nicer name for now, but I had four minors. And political science, communications, women's studies, and sociology.
Oh, nice.
Which set me up for a little bit of everything and not a whole lot of anything. And then I ended up here in Chapel Hill 15 years ago, almost to the date, on a whim. I was living in Seattle and wanted to come back to the East Coast, and my now husband, at the time boyfriend, we put all our stuff in storage up in Virginia and hit the road and camped out and visited family and friends and explored a ton of different towns and cities. Mm-hmm. And on the way back to Virginia, we'd run out of money. We happened to cross the sign for Chapel Hill on I-40 and took the exit because we knew Chapel Hill was the quintessential college town. Neither one of us had been here. And I fell in love instantly. Franklin Street, by the time I got to the intersection, I was in tears. I was like, this is where I was meant to be. And 2 weeks later, we moved here.
Ooh, that gave me goosebumps.
And that was almost exactly 15 years ago. And I have loved it every single day since.
So what'd you start out doing here?
My very first job here was I was working, running the weekend program at the Teen Center, Street Scene Teen Center, that's still in the basement of the post office courthouse. And my husband is a chef, so he could get a job anywhere in the world. He can literally show up and be hired.
Well, we should have brought him. Where does he work?
He works now at Weaver Street Market down in the Southern Village.
Does he really?
Location. Yeah. And we both started off with jobs on Franklin Street. At the time, there was a little place called the Hummingbird Cafe, which was on the backside of University Square, and he got hired there as the chef, and I got hired at Street Scene, and then also part-time at Weaver Street Market, and we worked those jobs and have stayed here ever since and loved it.
Well, so how did you become involved with the Downtown Partnership?
Well, I went on to work in a variety of nonprofits. I've always worked in nonprofits and in human services, and I ended up getting my master's degree at NC State in public administration, and I've always had a fascination with local government, and so I started off in the degree thinking I would go into nonprofit management, continue in human services, but I found this niche of this local government and nonprofit kind of relations and just absolutely realized that's what I've always been interested in. And then this job came available. I started as the assistant director about 6 years ago and got the job, and here I am now, the executive director.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, have fun. Where are your offices in downtown Chapel Hill?
Yeah, our office is on Rosemary Street, 308 Rosemary Street. So it's the building in between Pantana Bob's and Warehouse Apartments.
Well, I know exactly where that is.
Mm-hmm, the bright blue awning. That's where we are.
So you're within walking distance of everything.
Everything.
Every single thing.
Yep, I love it.
So how long has that been since you've been director?
For 1 year.
1 year. Oh, congratulations. So
Thank
you're like
you.
Coming up on an anniversary.
That's right. Yeah.
Ooh.
almost again to the date.
And you've got what's your staffing situation? You've got
There's me. There's our assistant director Bobby Funk, who's also full time, and then we have two part time people. We have an office manager, and then we have a downtown groundskeeper who works, and he primarily takes care of all of the raised brick planters downtown and does a variety of projects for us. I call him the ghost of downtown because he works usually between 2 a.m. and 8 a.m. every evening.
Does he really?
After the bars let out and there's not many people downtown, he can pull up his trucks and he can do all of his work.
And then he sleeps all day?
Oh, no, he has a whole other job working outside.
Gosh.
He's phenomenal.
Well, so what do you think is – we don't have a ton of time before we have to go to break, but what was one of the things that you discovered was one of the biggest challenges when you took over?
As executive director?
Uh-huh.
I think one challenge that we always have is getting to know all of the businesses. I mean, we have over 350 businesses downtown, and that's everything from the first floor retail and restaurant that what most of us identify as downtown. But, you know, a good portion of the economic engine is on the second or third floors where you have the offices and the services, the dental offices, the doctor's offices. And it's a challenge to get to know everybody, but that is something that we try every day to get to know all of our businesses.
Well, in the food businesses, you've got to go visit them. I mean,
absolutely.
I had forgotten the last time I was up, I met a friend for brunch at the Carolina Coffee Shop. Mm-hmm. And as I was leaving to go back to get my car, I just happened to go past the Krispy Kreme and the red light was on.
And you were sucked in.
Well, I was like, I was stuffed. I had just eaten, but it was like, oh, my God, I got to take some of those home. Uh-huh. So I went in. I didn't even realize they sold cups of you can buy just a cup of the holes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a favorite spot of my kids.
Yeah.
We go in there a lot.
I bet. Yeah. Do they say bring me home some, Mom?
My son's in after school at Moorhead Planetarium. So I pick up my daughter. We hit Krispy Kreme first and then go pick them up from there. So now I think it's just a required thing every day that they expect a donut.
Donut holes.
That's right.
Well, we're going to have to go to break. Before we go, give us web address. Do y'all have Facebook and all that?
We do. Downtownchapelhill.com is our website. It's both for the people that want to visit downtown and get all the information, as well as our agency website. And on Facebook, we're the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. And on Twitter, we're @CHDPartnership.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So y'all don't go away. I'm talking with Meg McGurk from the Downtown Partnership in Chapel Hill. And you're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL. We'll be right back.
97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I have around my table today Meg McGurk from the Downtown Partnership. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, so let's go back to talking a little bit more about downtown. I think I told you I grew up around, and I grew up in Chapel Hill and spent a lot of time downtown. It seemed like there were always things happening. My younger sister was one of the on the founding board committee of Apple Chill.
Oh, wow.
And she always asked me, you know, how that's going all that good stuff. But you've got a ton of events happening to lure people downtown.
We do, yep. We are amping up right now for Locally Grown, the summer series of free concerts and movies that we do downtown. We're going into the sixth year. And it's every Thursday starting the end of June. I think June 27th is our first concert. And they happen up on the Wallace Plaza, which is on top of the Wallace parking deck, which is kind of at the corner of Rosemary and Henderson. Or if you're on Franklin, you cut through the alleys, Amber Alley or the Post Office Alley, to get there.
Yep.
And and so we do three concerts, and we have six movies this year every Thursday. And everything's free.
So if you haven't been, what's the setup like for the movies?
For the movies,
yeah.
We have a giant inflatable screen that we put up on the stage, and we project the movie up on that. And the plaza is open, so bring your own chair or blankets. I mean, people bring entire picnic spreads and friends, and people come early and stake their place.
Uh-huh.
But there's not a bad seat in the house to be able to see the giant screen. And and that's something that we encourage. We do a promotion with a lot of the restaurants around town called Dinner and a Movie, where you can go in and get a discount and bring your food up.
Mm-hmm.
And then have kind of a picnic under the stars while you watch a movie.
And what time does that start?
Well, the movies start approximately sundown. So in the beginning of the summer, they start about 9 o'clock. towards the end of the summer, they're a little bit earlier. And we always have activities for kids and families before. I mean, we'd always do crafts and tons of games, but mm-hmm. each night we have a themed activity that goes along with the movie. Like for Ghostbusters, we're showing this year, we're going to have Make Your Own Slime. And we're showing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so we're going to have a local Taekwondo shop come out and do demonstrations and things like that. So,
well, so how many of those kids have fallen asleep by 9 o'clock?
You know, you'd be surprised how many people come out with their kids. Exactly, even though it's late, mm-hmm. and some of them do fall asleep, and they still come out. So
parking is?
Parking, you can park in the Wallace parking deck below us,
uh-huh.
and on the movie nights, we do free tokens for folks to offset some of the parking costs.
Oh, that's nice.
But, yeah, we also have parkonthehill.com, which is our comprehensive website for all things parking downtown, including the municipal lots, the private lots, the free after fives, the free after six, valet. It's a in cooperation with the town's parking services and the Visitors Bureau, we all got together and do that, parkonthehill.com.
Okay, parkonthehill.com. I need to write that down because I tell you what, I have gotten my last parking ticket.
Don't do it. You do not need to be getting a parking ticket.
No.
There's plenty of
places. You know, I
got to
tell you, whenever those new parking meter things, mm-hmm. when that new system up, I didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing. Once you've pulled into a space, uh-huh. there's nothing to really say, go do this or go do that. Yeah. And I thought, well, gosh, they've just taken the parking meters away.
Oh, well, no.
No.
That'd
well, I mean,
be nice.
I don't remember even seeing – I read the Chapel Hill Weekly, but I don't remember seeing any sort of big alert, mm-hmm. alert. This is the new system.
Yeah.
And I wasn't alone. There were a lot of mm-hmm. lot of people that said, I don't know that I would have gotten that if somebody hadn't –
Well,
explain it to me.
Yeah, the off-street lots, so the ones like on the West End, when you pull in, the meters are always at the front of the parking lot. So the idea, if you're going to park and you have the number mm-hmm. and the space, then you come up to the meters at the front of the lot, and that's where you plug in your number and can put in your card or put in cash. And then the on-street meters, mm-hmm. same thing. You park in a spot and there's a number on the curb, but there's one meter for I think it's about 10 spaces.
Right.
So you have to find – and it'll have an arrow that points you which way, and you can do it at that meter. And then, of course, there's the two lots that have the attendants, the corner of Columbia and Rosemary and then the Wallace parking deck. So you can't get out without paying.
Right.
but I mean, you know, we have the valet parking for about 15 businesses downtown that's free if you go in and eat. Mm-hmm. But it's $5 for anyone else. Anyone can use the valet parking for $5. And we also have
that is such a deal.
It is. It's a great deal. We have a great public-private partnership with a couple lots downtown where it's free after 6. Like at University Square, there's a whole blue zone.
Oh, is there?
Towards the end, towards Panera. That's all. The lines are all painted blue there, and it's free after 6. And also what we call the
blue zone.
Mm-hmm, the turtle lot, you know, which is the parking lot just down from PNC Bank that has the giant turtle mural at the back.
Yeah.
That's also free after 6.
So that's behind PNC.
Mm-hmm, yes, down Columbia.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's lots of parking options.
So how many are the restaurants? Are all the restaurants participating in?
In the valet? No,
not in the valet, but in the
Dinner and a movie.
Dinner
for
and a movie.
No, last year we had about 11 or 12. They choose to participate. And,
mm-hmm.
They contribute to the sponsorship of Locally Grown, and so we heavily advertise that they're a dinner and a movie sponsor.
Right.
And yeah.
Well, so what other big events have y'all got?
Well,
we got a little while before Halloween.
Yeah, that's right. Recently with 140 West Plaza opening, there's now weekly programming that's happening on the plaza. So every Wednesday at noon is the Live at Lunch series. So there's music going on live on the plaza, and it's great to be walking by and hearing some nice jazz or classical music. You can get your lunch and sit out in the plaza and listen to it.
Now, where is that again?
The 140 West Plaza. 140 West Franklin is the new mixed-use building mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. recently opened. And then on the second and fourth Fridays on the plazas, Fridays on Franklin, where there's live performances or entertainment. This past Friday, there was swing dancing.
Oh.
So there was a swing band plus two local swing dance companies that came out and taught lessons.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. And a couple Fridays ago, Frank Gallery was doing a new mm-hmm. exhibit, their Trashin' Show.
Yeah.
Was made out of trash. And Aveda came out and did the hair for the people in the fashion show and then pulled people in the audience and did funky hairstyles. So there's always something interesting going
on. Oh,
that
sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have to go to break again. Before we go, give us Facebook and Twitter again.
Mm-hmm. Our Twitter is at CHD Partnership.
Uh-huh.
Our Facebook is Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. And our website for all things downtown is downtownchapelhill.com.
So if you go follow, go like them on Facebook, mm-hmm. then you can find out everything that's going on downtown.
That's right.
Any given time.
That's right.
All right, we're going to run to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
97.9 FM WCHL and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. Around the table today, Meg McGurk from the Downtown Partnership. And we've talked a little bit about food, but, you know, it is a food show. So I'm bound to ask, what's new food-wise downtown?
Yeah. Fitzgerald's Irish Pub just opened up a couple weeks ago, and that's in the old Kildare's Irish Pub site mm-hmm. on West Franklin Street. They're open 7 days a week, and they're a traditional Irish pub. With food that they have, like, a whole menu of sliders and lots of entrees that have an Irish, you know, flair to it. And they also do, like, trivia nights and music nights and things like that. And then at the 140 West building, Lime Fresh Mexican Grill opened a few weeks ago as well. And it's freshly prepared Mexican food, which has lots of vegetarian and low-carb and low-fat options. And they have a incredible salsa bar. I don't know if you've been in there yet, but it is—
A salsa
bar?
Yes,
it's a big salsa bar, and you have all sorts of different options and take as much as you want. It's really fun.
Can you mix your own?
You could mix it. You could do anything you want, from the really hot and spicy, which isn't my favorite thing, down to the very mild and flavorful. So it's kind of cool.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, and coming soon to the 140 West is Gigi's Cupcakes and the Old Chicago Pizzeria. So those will be opening up in the next several months.
Interesting. So Chicago pizza, that's mm-hmm. going to be deep dish?
It is.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Ooh, I always loved them.
It's going to be good.
Well, the differences between East and West Franklin Street, I absolutely love West Franklin Street. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't tend to go east mm-hmm. as often as I do west, being the— I mean, I know so many of those restaurant owners down uh-huh. there that I love to frequent them. But is the Rathskeller ever going to open?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to find out.
I mean, do you feel like, yes, it is, no, it isn't, yes, it is, no, it isn't?
I mean, that's what we hear from folks. I don't have a definitive answer for you.
People always asking about that.
Yeah. I think that, you know, the Rathskeller is one of those iconic places that brings back memories for people for generations.
It does.
And folks that went to Carolina, you know, in the 50s and 60s, and that's where they ate. And when they came back with their kids, that's where they took them.
That's
when their
right.
kids came to Carolina, they went. And so there's a lot of memory and nostalgia tied up with food. But isn't there always?
I mean, there is.
That's why the South is so big on food. It's the family and nostalgia, and it's the idea. And that's what people miss, was that mm-hmm. return to what they remember. But that's a beautiful thing, and that's part of the
it
feeling
is.
Of Chapel Hill is, it's not my quote, but I say it, it's Chapel Hill is perfect on the day you arrive. And that's what you always remember, and that's what you always want to go back to. So if the Rathskeller was part of your arrival day, you wanted to
so
be
So you
there.
Didn't write that? Who wrote
I
that?
I didn't. I don't know. You know what? Somebody's going to eventually have to tell me who it was, because I use it all the time. But I always make sure that it's not my quote. But it's a beautiful sentiment, and when I say it, people get it. They understand it. Chapel Hill is perfect on the day that I arrived almost 15 years ago. But I find that every day I find another reason why I love it even more.
So there have been a lot of good changes that happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, top of the hill, all that mm-hmm. good stuff. We're going to have to go to break, but let's just plan for you to come back in 6 months and see what's planned for the winter.
Absolutely.
Will that be good?
Yeah, I would love to.
Thank you. We've been talking with Meg McGurk from the Downtown Partnership, and there's all kinds of exciting stuff. Give us web address again.
Downtownchapelhill.com, and Facebook is Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, and Twitter is at CHD Partnership.
And the, what's it called? The
Locally Grown. It's www.locally-grown.com.
And you can go there and see what all movies are playing. Plan to go.
Concerts, yep.
Thank you. You've been listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL. Okay.